AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran says there have been no talks, but President Trump says the U.S. has been negotiating with a respected Iranian leader to end the war. He extended his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
We'll at some point very, very soon meet. We're doing a five-day period. We'll see how that goes. And if it goes well, we're going to end up with settling this. Otherwise, we'll just keep bombing our little hearts out.
Iranian state television declared President Trump had backed down following Iran's firm warning, and its parliament speaker denied any negotiations with the U.S. The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai.
Now, it remains unclear whether or not they're actively having discussions right now, whether or not this will mean any sort of end to the war. As this announcement came out, the United Arab Emirates said that its air defenses were engaged in countering Iranian fire.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he cautiously welcomes talks between the U.S. and Iran.
We mustn't fall in to the sort of false comfort of thinking that there will necessarily be a quick and early end to this. We have to plan on the basis there may not be.
ICE and other government officers are showing up at airports to help TSA agents. There's been a shutdown at the Department of Homeland Security, meaning employees, including TSA agents, aren't getting paid. There are long lines at airports. President Trump says more help may be on the way.
We will also bring out, if we don't have enough, we will bring out the National Guard and, you know, where we need it to help out at the airports. But we're not going to let this happen. It's extortion by the Democrats. They're holding up money that's already been approved.
Democrats want to tie Homeland Security funding to changes in immigration enforcement at ICE. New York's LaGuardia Airport is scheduled to reopen. Two pilots were killed after a jet collided with a fire truck there last night. Hundreds of designers, clerks, and technicians are on strike in Maine at one of the Navy's largest shipbuilding contractors. This is AP News. Another legal setback for a Texas death row inmate.
The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal by Texas death row inmate Rodney Reed, who was sentenced to death in the killing of 19-year-old Stacy Stites in 1996. Prosecutors have refused to allow for DNA testing of the webbed belt used to strangle Stites. Reed maintains that he was having a consensual affair with Stites and that her former police officer fiancé was the real killer. The three liberal justices on the Supreme Court dissented, with Justice Sonia Sotomayor writing in an opinion that it is inexplicable why prosecutors would not allow the belt to be tested, and that Reed will likely be executed without ever knowing whose DNA is actually on the belt. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A French company is stopping U.S. offshore wind projects in a $1 billion deal with the Trump administration. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.